So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Welcome to the podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and into this podcast, we're going to talk to you about who is distracting you from your potential. So what do we mean by this? So we all have, if we were to take a piece of paper, and on that piece of paper, we have like year dot, we've got how old you are now, and we've got the day that you're going to die, okay? And then if we were to put a graph on that piece of paper that goes up, what we'd look at is your potential. So the y-axis is the level of potential, and the x-axis is time, right? Axis is time. And as you go through time, the level of your potential increases. And the reason why your level of potential increases is because your level of knowledge increases, you understand the way the world works, you've got an increase in skill, you've got an increase in mental acuity for most of us. Obviously, at some point, you're going to peak. I don't know what age that is. Is that 65 for some people? Colonel Sanders started at 65 with his potential, and it grew and grew and grew from there. So I'm not even convinced that it necessarily has to peak. Depends on the individual and what they want to do. General society would suggest that it peaks at 65 and that's why they retire us. But I'm not convinced that our potentiality does have a limitation based on how old we are. It's got good morning, Phil. It's got a limitation based on how we actually think about the world. And if you're stuck in a 9-to-5 job till you're 65, although that'll be 67 and 70 and 75 in the next 10, 15 years, then your mental ability to peak after that is limited because you've been trained not to peak. Whereas if you're self-employed and you're an entrepreneur, you're always looking to peak. You're always looking to increase your potentiality. And we do activities that are more aligned to us going forward to grow our potentiality. And it's almost like, you know, we're going through some stuff right now, some personal family stuff, which is really, really unpleasant, okay? And it's very upsetting and all the rest of it, and we're going through a grieving kind of process. But after we get beyond that, and as we look back at now in 10 years' time, we're going to look at that and go, well, that grew our potentiality. It grew our ability to be able to deal with the stuff that life's going to throw at you. We did a podcast a couple of days ago about whoever said that life was going to be really, you know, easy. And it's not easy. As Rocky said, it's not as hard as you get hits about how many times you get back up. But more importantly than that, he said, nothing's going to hit as hard as life. Nothing's going to hit as hard as life. And it's like, okay, great. Now, there's two ways of handling when something hits you. You can either crawl back under the rock that you came from, or you can expand your potentiality. And this podcast, in this life, we are about expanding possibilities. That's what it's all about. That's why we bring clients out to the villa, by the way, because if we do a training session like we did in the four walls of the training room in Leeds last month, our potentiality is mixed within those four walls, right? When we bring people here to the villa, I'm pointing over there because that's where the sea is. And if you're on a podcast, just imagine I'm pointing towards the sea. But we're 100 meters away from the sea, 150. Our potentiality is as wide as the horizon, like as wide as our periphery, I should say, and as far as our horizon. And all we have to do is stand up and the horizon goes even further. And we climb up a ladder, it's even further. And if we go to the 8th floor of a hotel, it's even further away. Like the horizon's only like 5 miles away when you stood up at 173 centimetres, something like that. And if you go up another 20 centimetres, you're another mile. So that's the level of our potentiality. The problem that we find is that the environment in which we are in will determine our level of potentiality. Let me say that again, right, because this is like breakthrough stuff. The level of our environment will determine the level of our potentiality. So who are you hanging out with? Who's your husband or your wife? Who are your kids? Who are your parents? Who are your siblings? Who are your friends? Who do you work with? Man, when I look back at some of the jobs I had, I remember one job working for a very large telephone banking company based in Leeds. and I was in insurance, and my grandma that night, the night before, had a heart attack. She was in hospital. We stayed up all night. She was fine, but we stayed up all night. I called in sick to work, and I said, I've been up all night. My gran's had a heart attack. I'm not coming in today. Fine, hung up. The next day, I went into work, and my supervisor, why didn't you turn in yesterday? Well, grandma had had a heart attack, and she wasn't well. Stayed up all night looking after her, so I was exhausted, so I didn't come in. Oh, so you were too tired, is that what you're saying? Well, my grandma had had a heart attack. Yeah, that's fine, but you were too tired. You couldn't be bothered to come in. Like, that really annoyed me, first direct. I'll fucking mention them. Wankers. So, like, I have no idea who that supervisor even is anymore. But I can guarantee they're in some dead-end, shitty, wanker job. Possibly still at the same company. You know, this is 20-odd years ago. Possibly still at the same company, earning 30 grand a year thinking they've made it. Do you know what I mean? And it's because their level of potentiality was in those four walls. I'm lucky because I saw my level of potentiality beyond that. That was one of the motivators that I left that place very soon after. And that was one of the motivators for leaving. So there was a couple of motivators in there, but that was one of them. But that was my level of potentiality back then. And you know this thing, oh, well, you shouldn't leave a job until you've got another. I kind of get that, but I always used to leave jobs, even though I didn't have another one, because it put me under pressure to go get a better job and one that I wanted. And by the way, I went from job to job to job, and I went from £15,000 to £100,000 in 4 years flat. And I did that, and I've had interviews in broom cupboards and in Heathrow Airport VIP lounges, and I've had interviews in all sorts of places. But my potentiality, good morning, Dean. My potentiality is not about necessarily me and as I see the world, but it's about other people and how they see the world, because their opinions can impact me. If I've got this box and I'm comfortable in that box and I try and expand this box bigger and that person says, well, that won't work, you've not got the skills to be able to do that, I won't expand my box. When I got the job at Dell, morning Dean, when I got the job at Dell, that was a 100 grand a year job. I was like 29, and all my peers at the time at my previous job, who do you think, like with that wavy neck, you know that, who do you think you are going for a job like that? You haven't got the skills. And that's what was said to me. Now, I'm lucky because I've got this ability to not give a shit, right? So I don't know where it comes from. Maybe secretly deep down I actually do. Maybe secretly deep down I'm like a lobster and hard on the outside and soft and cuddly on the inside. And that may well be true. But my life experience has taught me that the more I give a damn about what other people think, the more my potentiality is limited. The more I care about what other people think, the more my potentiality is limited. You doing a podcast, who's going to listen to that? Quite a lot of people, hundreds of thousands of downloads, actually. Thank you very much. Who do you think you are buying property? So we hear it all the time. But if we listen to other people, our potentiality would be put in this little box. And obviously, if we listen to all these different people, all have their own shaped boxes, our little box would be like tiny. We'd end up just not doing anything. We'd still be working at First Direct, earning 13 grand a year or whatever it was back then. So who is it? Like, name them. I'm not going to name mine. I've got rid of most of mine. There are some environments, however, that you're in that you simply can't change, and you're connected. It might be through children, shall we say. Let's just say we might be connected via children to an ex-partner. Maybe. Intimating at somebody in particular. Maybe not. But, like, their environment is so small and negative and tiny, they're never going to get out of it because their friends are in that same size box, right? And it's very easy for them to pull you down into their, they need a drama every other day, because if they don't have drama, they're not getting significance, because they don't get significance from elsewhere. So you're always going to have these people who are in this negative environment, but it's your opportunity here just to change that environment. So you could change what you listen to. You could change the people that you speak to, you could change the podcast that you listen to, and all that kind of stuff. Because your environment, when we're talking about change and we try and get someone to change, your environment is one of those locations that actually, and it's not a physical location, it's what comes in through your senses. But if you actually change your environment, you can change your output. Like in computers, we've got this saying, it's called GIGO, garbage in, garbage out. The garbage in is all the information that we're taking in through our senses. We'll process that information like a computer would, and then we'll garbage out. That we will then display what we've learned. So if you start to change what you digest from an information point of view, and information being your environment, not necessarily listening to training and that kind of thing. But if you change the stuff that you have coming in, you're going to change the stuff that you have going out. So you've got to write down a list of all the people that are in your environment right now. Now, you need two lists here, right? The first list is the people who are in your environment who are not helping. Okay, you need three lists, actually. The first one of those that aren't helping. The second list of those people who are helping. The third list is like a target list of people you want to hang out with. So I'm off to LA on Friday, and I'm going to hang out with a client, and that's going to be awesome. That's someone I identified some time ago that I wanted to spend more time with, and now that's what we're doing, and we're getting paid for doing it, which is really cool. So for me, I identified my environment that I didn't want. I looked at who was in my environment that was positive, and there weren't many people, I'll be honest. In my old environment, there weren't many people, and there's not many people who've come through. And then I identified exactly who I wanted in that environment, and I created that environment. And actually, when we moved to Spain, and my environment got smaller because my friends or people that I saw got smaller, my income went up. And it went up because I had better quality contacts now than I had when I lived in England. And it, like, to have a contact now in England, you've got to make an effort to get to England. You've got to make an effort. You know, if I want to go out with my mate Steve, I've got to be in Leeds when he comes up to Leeds. And if he's in London, I've got to get on a plane. It takes a lot of effort, you know. So I have to really want to be in that environment to be with Steve before I get on a plane, right? And then we go over, we have a loads of fun, and then I jump on a plane back. Awesome. But that takes a lot of effort. It's not just, let's just go to the pub every Friday night. Because then you're not consciously thinking about who's in your environment. You're just turning up to an environment that's already premeditated for you. That's not what you want. You want to be creating your own environment. So write a list of all the people that are in your environment that aren't helping you. Write down a list of all the people that are in your environment that are helping you. And then write down a list of all the people you want in your environment. Like, you can put anybody on this list. If you wanted Floyd Mayweather, you stick him down on the list and you find a way of meeting Floyd Mayweather. You want Grant Cardone on that list? Grant's coming to the UK in May, I think it is. And so we're probably going to VIP that one, just so we can get to spend some one-on-one time with someone like Grant Cardone, because that would be useful for me, right? And then you might have other inlines, because now you're in a completely different environment. If you go to the Ascot races when it's Ladies' Day and we've all got the big hats on, and you go into the VIP area at Ascot, you're in a completely different environment than going to the Winchester on a Friday night. So I looked, by the way, where the Winchester was, because it's in Shaun of the Dead. Let's just go to the Winchester and wait for it to blow over, was the lie. Anyway, it doesn't exist anymore. It got turned into flats. So, but me going to that environment will have a positive impact on my life and how I see the world. Whereas if I just go to Winchester every Friday night, it's the same people there, 9 pints, my environment's not changing. It's definitely not improving. It's either the same one, or it's getting worse because I'm drinking 9 pints with everybody else. Whereas I go to somewhere like Ascot Races, for people with more money ready to invest, or more money with, and therefore they have different problems. They've got problems because they've got money. So they have like addiction problems and, you know, lack of connection problems. Like, they have different problems, right? Stuff that we can help them with. But it's that change of environment that you need. So get those three lists down. Let me know how it goes, and we're going to stitch these two podcasts together because the one just a few minutes ago failed, so we'll stitch this on the end of it. All right, my name's Dan Latter, and we'll catch up with you in tomorrow's podcast. Have an awesome Wednesday, and we'll speak to you soon. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.